Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Hari Rama Hari Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Braj Prem.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Om Vishnu Vajakacharya. स्वान गृह शिष्य भक्तिविदान्त स्वामी त्रिभुवाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुवान तिलापृष्ठ भक्ति सिद्धांत सुसिद्ध गोस्वामी त्रिभुवाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय नमचार श्री हरदास ठाकुर की जय ग्रंथराष्ट्र भागवतम की जय हिताय गौर हरि प्रमानंदे ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय So I believe we should speak in Hindi. Hindi में बोलूँ अंग्रेजी में बोलूँ How many of you do not understand Hindi? तब हिंदुस्तानी कैसे है आप लोग हैं इंडिया का हिंदी नेशनल लैंग्वेज है Where your translator is here? So I speak in Hingreji. Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 20, text 17. Lord Vishnu's appearance in the sacrificial arena. Maitreya Uvacha Did I say Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Maitreya Uvacha Sa Itham Loka Gurunam Vikshvaksenena Vishvajit Anusasita Adesam Shirasa Jagrihe Harihe Maitreya Uvacha Sa Itham Loka Guruna विश्वक्सेनेन विश्वजीत विश्वक्सेनेन विश्वजीत अनुशासित आदेशम अनुशासित आदेशम शिरसा जगृहे हरे शिरसा जगृहे हरे मैत्रेय उवाच स इत्थं लोकगुरुणां विश्वक्सेनेन विश्वजीत अनुशासित आदेशम शिरसा जगृहे हरे मैत्रेय उवाच स इत्थं लोकगुरुणां विश्वक्सेनेन विश्वजीत अनुशासित आदेशम शिरसा जगृहे हरे। जो सब पीछे बैठे आगे आ जाओ, सब लोग आगे आओ, शंकर चलो आगे आओ, बात करने के लिए तुम लोग पीछे बैठते हो, चलो आगे आओ। और कौन पीछे है? क्लास हिंदी में होगी, आ जाओ सब आगे। अंग्रेजी वालों को पीछे छोड़ दो, चलो। वो पाया के पीछे कौन छिपा है, मोटा वाला, क्या नाम, महापुरुष, आओ सामने, बिल्कुल आगे, यहाँ पर, ए यहाँ, बात नहीं करने का। लो, एक मैत्रेय जी और विदुर जी उधर बैठे हुए हैं। शंकर सुनते माता जी लोग सो वन हु नो English or cannot speak Hindi, kindly go back side or our Raghav Prabhu will come on his own time and he will translate. और जो हिंदी जानते आगे जाओ तुम, चलो आगे। तुम लोगों को ऐसा पीछे पड़ने की आदत पड़ गई है क्या? रामटेक, क्या बात है, तू कौन भाषा जानता है? चलो आगे, अजय, मैत्रेय उवाच मैत्रेय सेड मैत्रेय मुनि ने कहा सह ही महाराज पृथु इत्थम दस इस प्रकार लोक गुरुणा बाय द सुप्रीम मास्टर ऑफ ऑल पीपल संसार के समस्त गुरुओं से विश्वक्सेनेना बाय द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड भगवान के द्वारा विश्वजीत द कंकरर ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड महाराज पृथु विश्वजीत महाराज पृथु अनुशासित बींग ऑर्डर्ड अनुशासित किए जाने पर आदेशित किए जाने पर आदेशम इंस्ट्रक्शन आदेश शिरसा ऑन हिज हेड शिरोधार्य किए जगृहे एक्सेप्टेड स्वीकार किए हरे हे ऑफ द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड भगवान हरि के ये कहाँ है बच्चा अनुवाद करने वाला क्या नाम बाथरूम गया क्या और दूसरा वाला संकीर्तन वाला अनंत आप अनुवाद करो बुक स्टॉल वाला क्या नाम उसका कहाँ है वो योर टेम्पल कमांडर गो इन आश्रम चेक इट आउट ट्रांसलेट हिंदी किताब है ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद द ग्रेट सेज मैत्रेय सेड नो आई डिडंट से टू रिपीट The great saint Maitreya continued, My dear Vidura, in this way Maharaj Prithu, the conqueror of the entire world, accepted the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead on his head. Purport. One should accept the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by bowing down at the lotus feet of the Lord. This means that anything spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be taken as it is. With great care and attention, with great respect. It is not our business to amend the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or make addition or alteration. As it has become a custom for many so-called scholars and swamis who comments on the word of Bhagavad Gita, Here, the practical example of how to accept the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is shown by Prithu Maharaj. This is the way to receive knowledge through parampara system. Hindi. Maitreya Muni ne kaha, Hey Vidur, इस प्रकार समस्त विश्व के जीतने वाले महाराज पृथु ने भगवान के आदेशों को शिरोधार्य किया पीछे दे दो अनुवाद करने के लिए तात्पर्य मनुष्य को चाहिए कि भगवान के चरण कमलों में नतमस्तक होकर उनके आदेशों को स्वीकार करें इसका अर्थ यह हुआ कि श्री भगवान द्वारा कही गई हर बात को उसी रूप में अत्यंत ध्यानपूर्वक तथा सम्मान के साथ स्वीकार करें श्री भगवान के वचनों में किसी प्रकार का संशोधन या परिवर्धन हमारा कार्य नहीं जैसा कि आजकल के तथाकथित विद्वान तथा स्वामी भगवत गीता के वचनों पर अपनी टीका करते हैं यहाँ पर महाराज पृथु उदाहरण प्रस्तुत करते हैं कि किस प्रकार भगवान के आदेश को स्वीकार किया जाए परंपरा प्रणाली से ज्ञान प्राप्त करने की यही विधि है। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुर्जिनिमीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। भूतैर्महद्भियैमा पुरो विभो निर्माय सेते यदमूषु पुरुषं भुक्ते गुणांसोडशोडशात्मकं सोलं कृषिष्ठं भगवन् वचांसि मे। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। वाञ्छकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुवैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। भावराधिका माधुरी अस्वादय सुखकाज जयति कृष्ण चैतन्य कलिप्रकटे ब्रजराज। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। तो पृथु महाराज अर्चना में आचार्य हैं, जैसे नवधा भक्ति में एक एक आचार्य हैं, श्रवण के आचार्य हैं परीक्षित महाराज, कीर्तन के आचार्य हैं सुखदेव गोस्वामी, श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम के आचार्य हैं प्रहलाद महाराज, पाद सेवनम के आचार्य हैं श्रीमती लक्ष्मी जी, अर्चनम के आचार्य हैं पृथु महाराज, वंदनम के आचार्य हैं अक्रूर जी, दास्य के आचार्य हनुमान जी, साख्य अर्जुन और आत्मनिवेदन के हैं बलि महाराज। तो उसमें से जो अर्चन भगवान की कैसे करनी चाहिए यह हमें सीखना चाहिए महाराज पृथु से। महाराज पृथु अपने अर्चन के द्वारा भगवान को प्रसन्न करना चाहते थे, उसके लिए यह अश्वमेध यज्ञ कर रहे थे। अश्वमेध यज्ञ में इंद्र अपने आदत से बाज नहीं आ रहे थे, इंद्र को एक आदत पड़ गई थी और उनकी आदत थी कोई सोचे या न सोचे, कोई करे या न करे, उनकी आदत यही हो गई थी यदि कोई ऐसा कुछ कार्य करता है जिससे इंद्र को डाउट हो जाए कि वो तो मेरे पीछे पड़ गया है मेरा कुर्सी लेने के लिए, तब इंद्र उसको बड़ी परेशान करते हैं। क्या नहीं करते हैं, कुछ भी करने के लिए तैयार होते हैं। कुर्सी बड़ा खराब चीज है, जो कुर्सी से अटैच हो जाता है वो कुछ भी करने के लिए तैयार रहता है। हम लोग एक्सपीरियंस है ना कुछ थोड़ा थोड़ा तो है। कुर्सी बड़ी खराब चीज है। एक हमारे जनार्दन प्रभु हैं, वो अपने इसका परपट देते हैं कुर्सी का, कहते हैं कु मतलब खराब, कुर रस्सी, वह खराब रस्सी से बंधा हुआ जो है वो कुर्सी है, अच्छा रस्सी नहीं है, खराब रस्सी है, वो है कुर्सी। कभी कभी जो कुर्सी से इतने आसक्त होते हैं और कभी कभी किसी से बात हो जाती है या आर्गुमेंट हो जाता है और वह व्यक्ति दूसरे व्यक्ति से कुछ बात कर रहा है, वो हमारे विषय में कुछ बात नहीं कर रहा है लेकिन हम सोचते हैं कि जरूर हमारे विषय में बात कर रहा है ना, वो कुर्सी की आसक्ति का परिचय है। वो हमारे विषय में कुछ बात नहीं कर रहा है बट स्टिल वी थिंक दैट ही टॉकिंग अबाउट मी, दैट इज द प्रॉब्लम ऑफ बींग अटैच टू द चेयर। सो इंद्र इज वेरी अटैच टू हिज पोजिशन, हिज चेयर, हिज कुर्सी। सो इफ एनी बडी डज समथिंग वेयर ही सीज दैट ओ देयर आर थ्रेट ऑफ माई चेयर, देन ही ट्राइज हिज बेस्ट टू पुल दैट पर्सन डाउन। जब इंद्र को मालूम हो जाता है कि मेरी कुर्सी खतरे में है, ये तो सब जग करने वाला है, ये करने वाला है, तो प्रयास करता है इंद्र की मैं उसे कैसे गिराऊं। अनुतम प्रभु देर ट्रांसलेशन देयर इन हिंदी, सॉरी इंग्लिश, ओके आई विल स्पीक इन अंग्रेजी बिकॉज ऑल ऑफ यू हैव कम टू अटेंड द सेमिनार एंड ही इज गिविंग सेमिनार इन इंग्लिश ना, सो according to time, place and circumstances. So Indra was so afraid of Maharaj Prithu, although Maharaj Prithu has no desire to occupy the position of Indra, but Indra was just frightened and he wanted to make sure that he does not finish his final jagya or the 100th horse sacrifice, the 100th one, because Indra is known as, what is the word, I always forget, one who perform 100 horse sacrifice, Satkrtu, one who perform 100 horse sacrifice. So when Brahmaji saw that what Indra is doing and what the son of Maharaj Prithu doing, this is not very good. So Brahmaji came and he requested Maharaj Prithu not to perform any more horse sacrifice. 99 is more than enough. No need of having 100 horse sacrifice. If he would have gone performing, then Indra would have invented many other way and means, and that will be nothing but pakhanda, papakhanda iti pakhanda, different way and means to commit sin. And sin cannot make anybody happy. पाप कोई करे तो पाप से कोई सुखी नहीं रह सकता है। सब जानते हैं कि पुण्य से सुखी होते हैं और पाप से दुखी होते हैं। इसलिए ब्रह्मा जी ने इंद्र और पाप न करे, इसलिए ब्रह्मा जी आकर के महाराज पृथु को मना कर दिए। महाराज पृथु did not argue with Brahma, rather he accepted the word of ब्रह्मा। Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was very happy. He was already happy by Maharaj Prithu 99 horse sacrifice. But to prove the statement of Brahma, the Lord also appeared. Satyam vidhatu nidhritta bhasitam. To prove the statement of his devotee, the Lord comes. Don't chant. Either you hear this one or hear your chanting. Not both. Gokuleshwar. So, Lord came to prove the statement of Brahma that it was good enough, no need of performing any more sacrifice. And the Lord came and he said same thing. He said, Esa te akarsita ang bhangam hayam hayamedha satasyaha chamapayataha atmanam manushasa amushasita chantum arhati. He said, Hey Maharaj Prithu, स्वर्ग के राजा इंद्र ने तुम्हारे 100 यज्ञ में विघ्न डाला है, अब वह मेरे साथ तुमसे क्षमा मांगने के लिए आया है, अतः उसे क्षमा कर दो। The Lord said, Indra has committed a great sin by trying to interfere, of not letting you perform 100 horse sacrifice, and he has realized that it was his mistake. Therefore, he had come to beg forgiveness. So kindly forgive him. This was a simple advice given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to Maharaj Prithu. So, when Maharaj Prithu saw Indra that he has realized his mistake. If I not realize, Lord will not flatter Indra or he will not bring him. So I always say 4-hour formula: realization, repentation, rectification, and reunification. So Indra realized and he was accompanied by the Lord and he was brought. So when Maharaj Prithu saw this, and of course, Lord was so happy with Maharaj Prithu that other day when Bhakti Charu Maharaj spoke, he said how he is so happy. He said, I am so happy that I am ready to give any boon you desire. And the word here used, Manavindraha. The king are known as Narpati, Narasrishta, Manavendra, so on and so forth. A perfect human being. He said, you have conquered me, so I am ready to give any boon you desire. So what Maharaj Prithu has asked for the boon, that we'll be hearing later on. But Maitreya Muni is starting from the first verse here also. When the Lord came, what did he say? He said, Indra has realized his mistake and here he is. Please forgive him. Kindly forgive him. So Maitreya Muni said, two things the Lord said. He said, one thing he said, forgive him. And towards the last he said, I'm so pleased with your Jagya, please ask for any bones, I am ready to give you. The two things the Lord asked. So first thing Lord asked to forgive him. So Maitreya Muni is relating that part in this particular verse. Sa itham. Bhagavad agya anusarena param purusharth hetu tasmat angikirtavan iti aha. In this particular verse, the description is given that when the Lord asked Maharaj Prithu to please forgive him, so Maharaj Prithu accepted the order of the Lord or request of the Lord. He said, Agya anusarana eva. Eva means certainly. The Supreme Personality of God has come and has requested. So he said, why he accepted that instruction? It appears that Indra was increasing this pakhanda or sin, or a sinful person must be punished. But why Maharaj Prithu is accepting the request of the Lord to forgive Indra? So he said, param purusharth hetu, for ultimate benefit of everyone. Ultimate benefit of Indra, ultimate benefit of Maharaj Prithu, as well as the ultimate benefit of all living entity is to follow the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this material world, if somebody wants to be happy, there are two ways to be happy. One is called Shreyas and other is called Prayas. Prayas means immediate happiness and Shreyas means ultimate happiness. But this both happiness has connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even the Prayas or immediate happiness depends on Purusartha, known as Chatus Purusartha, Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. They are Chatus Purusartha to make one happy in this material world. And first Purusartha is Dharma. Dharma means, Prabhupada translates it, Dharma means prescribed duty. If we follow Dharma, then towards the end, we'll have desire of attaining liberation or moksha. Let us see in today's scenario. It is a fact that everyone wants to be happy in this material world. But is everybody doing any of this purusartha, either shreyas or prayas? Are they following dharma, artha, kama and moksha? You'll find the beginning and end is only in the book. Dharma and moksha is only in the book. What is going on in this world? Only artha and kama. Right? Two things. Everybody is struggling so hard to earn money. And what is your that money? Sense gratification. So since they are not earning money according to the prescribed way, they are not following dharma, so then they are following something else. And what is that? Come on, tell me, what is that? What is the opposite side of dharma? Adharma. So they are following adharma. So all the money earned by them is product of adharma. So how anybody can be happy? If you get wealth by performing adharma, then your calm or sense gratification will be ruined. You cannot be happy. And we can see practically, people are earning so much money, they don't care for dharma. They are earning so much money, but they cannot enjoy that money. they can enjoy. They got so much problem, mental problem, physical problem, problem from society, problem from wife, problem from children, problem from income tax, sales tax, excise. A lot of problem in there. Tension, tension, tension. And the reason of everything is adharma. Jai Sri Gaurinitai ki jai, Radharas Bihari ki jai, Sitaram Chaman. So because adharma. The money earned by adharma cannot make one happy, even in sense gratification. And forget about moksha. Till they die, till their deathbed, they will never think of chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. But the people who were following this Chatuspursartha, they earn money, they enjoy their life, and towards the end of their life, they take Vanaprastha and they take sannyas. They go towards the moksha. So the dharma, artha, kama, moksha is all right, it's serious. But Bhagavat Prem is known as Pancham Pursartha. Pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Pancham Pursartha. And that brings the ultimate benefit. That is serious. And the serious comes, both can be happy by following the instruction of the Lord. But one is following to please his senses, that is called prayers. But one who is following the instruction of the Lord to please the senses of the Lord, that is called Shreyas. That is called Shreyas. So Maharaj Prithu here, he said, Bhagavad Agya Anusarana Eva Param Pursartha Hetu. What is the cause of accepting the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Param Pursarth or Shreyas. The ultimate benefit to follow the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His representative, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada has given the instruction. Same instruction comes from Lord Chaitanya. Same instruction comes from Krishna, the Kala Parampara system. So if anybody wants the ultimate good, ultimate happiness, sanatan sukh, susukam kartum abhyam, then one must follow the instruction given by Krishna and his bona fide representative. So Maitreya Muni said that Maharaj Prithu immediately accepted Sa Itham Loka Gurunam. Sometime when we say something, then other person said, what? Whatever you are talking from Veda or what? Veda ka baat bol rahe ho kya? Shastra mein badhan hai kya? Or are you my spiritual master that you are instructing? As if Maharaj Prithu may answer, well, you know, only Guru can instruct. So here, Sa Itham Loka Gurunam. Krishna is the spiritual master of whole planet, one and all, of everyone. He is the spiritual master. Loka Gurunam Brahmadi Sarva Loka Pujjena Bhagavata. One who is being worshipped, or one whose instruction is being accepted by Brahma down to earth, down to an end. Everyone. And Krishna is anyway Bande Krishna Jagat Guru. He is the spiritual master of whole universe. So this instruction that please spare Indra comes from Guru. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koryakya. Shloka Guru Naam. He is not the spiritual master only to Maharaj Prithu, but to the whole universe. Everybody follows his instruction. And therefore, he said, Biswak Senena. This instruction coming from Biswak Sen. Biswak means one and all. Biswak Sarvesu Lokesu Sena Agya Yasya Tin Yatha Varnitena Prakarena Biswak Sena. Biswak Sen means Sarvesu, one and all, Lokesu in this material world. Everyone is bound by the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who binds everyone by instruction is known as Biswaksen. Biswaksen katha suna. Notpat jadrati sram evahi kevalam. If you do not have faith in the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how is the sloka? Dharma swanista punsa viswaksena kathasuyat. Notpat jadyatim sram evahi kevalam. Dharma means viswaksena katha. To develop the taste for understanding the instruction of viswaksen. And if we are not able to understand the instruction of viswaksen, then we are wasting our time. Notpat jadyatrim sram evahi kevalam. Useless labor. Sometime in beginning stage, many devotees, they think, oh, I have been chanting for so long, I am hearing Harikatha for so long, but I am not developing any taste. Is it also sramayahi kevalam, waste of time? When Sutta Goswami said waste of time, means let us be serious. Let us be serious. Wake up. Anybody sleeping here? Okay. Wake up. So waking call is given by Sutta Goswami. Useless labor. But it's not useless. If we have faith, and if we keep doing, it will bring some effect. It will not bring ultimate effect. And ultimate effect is obtain love of God. But some effect it will bring. If you chant Hare Krishna, it will bring some effect. But the ultimate goal of chanting Hare Krishna is to obtaining love of God. If you hear Hari Katha, the ultimate goal is to obtain love of God. But it will bring something. I'll tell one story. Once, there a grandfather, he took his grandson and they went to their farmhouse. Their farmhouse was on the bank of a river. So the grandfather was early morning, he was getting up, taking bath, he was chanting the holy name, reading Bhagavad Gita. The grandson also saw his grandfather doing one day, two day, three day. So he also started imitating his grandfather. He started reading Bhagavad Gita. He started chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So one day he asked his grandfather, "Grandfather, I am reading Bhagavad Gita every day like you are doing. It is very difficult to understand. And even if I am understanding something, I can memorize it. So what's the use of reading Bhagavad Gita? What's the use of chanting Hare Krishna?" So grandfather said, "Well, all right, do one thing." It was appears it was winter season, and grandfather was putting koila, coke, in fire. So he one basket. He gave that basket, dirty black basket, and told the grandson, "Go to river and bring water in the basket." fill the basket with water and bring it. So grandson went running in the river. He took the basket in the river and in the water, and he took the water and he ran to his grandfather. But there are so many holes were there in basket, so there is no possibility of bringing water. So he did one time, two time, three time. So he said, grandfather, if you want water, I can take a bucket and bring bucket full of water. But in basket, I cannot bring water. Anyway, this last time, try hard. So he went to the river. Again, he soaked the basket and filled with water, and he ran very fast. By the time he came, grandfather, he had no energy much left. And sure enough, there's no water. He said, grandfather, why are you doing all this thing? What are you trying to prove? He said, my dear child, just look at this basket. When he took the basket on first time, how wide this basket? It was black. Now how it is? It is clean. Other thing, when he took this basket, it was very hard. And see now how it is? It is very soft. So the same way, you wanted to know, what is the benefit of reading Bhagavad Gita or chanting Hare Krishna? Although you cannot bring water, but see the effect. This basket has become clean. It has become soft. Same way, if we hear Harikatha or chant the holy name, Nashta prayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati nashtaki. If we go on hearing Harikatha, what happens? All the darkness in our heart, our accumulated wealth of unauspiciousness from time immemorial, which is there in our heart, will get cleansed by chanting Cheto Darpana Marjanam. And second thing will happen, the steel frame heart will melt. It will become soft. Look at Mrigari. He was enjoying killing the animal, half killing. But a day came that he could not even hurt an ant. What did he do extra? He stopped killing and started chanting holy name. So, if we follow the instruction of Vishwaksena as it is, eva certainly param purusartham, will get param purusartham, will get love of God. Vishwaksena Vishwajit. Maharaj Prithu is addressed here as Vishwajit because he churned the earth. Prithvi dohanenan sarvavriti sampadakatvah sarvavasi prithu. Sarvavasi, he conquered everything. Everything was under his thumb. Therefore, he is known as Vishwajit. We heard previous chapter, Prithvi Dohan and churning of the earth by Maharaj Prithu. And this way, he conquered everyone. Therefore, he is known as Vishwajit, the conqueror of the whole planet. Maharaj Prithu accepted the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Vishwaksena, who is the supreme spiritual master of the whole planet. Anusasita. Anusasita. Anusasita means being instructed. Adesam sirasa. Kate na, aapka agya sirodhare hai. Your instruction I take on my head. Sirodhare hai. To our superior, this is a way to obtain the knowledge or happiness. And that will be only by accepting the instruction on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sirasa means mind, brain, everything here. You know. Kritanjali by folded hand and Sirasa. If somebody gives, we accept on the hand, right? That is also folded hand, whether it may be curse or benediction, either way, or instruction. When Mother Sati cursed Mara Chitraketu, he said, Prati Girhanami Te Sapam Atmano Anjali Ambike. Oh Mother, I accept your sap, your curse, in Anjali in my hand. And here said, Sirasa, accepting Sirodharya. So if we accept the Supreme Personality of God has instruction, then there will be light everywhere. Our life will be full up with knowledge, bliss, and eternity. We'll understand our real situation of Sachidananda. So instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is given in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and many other Vedic scripture, if we accept it to our heart and soul, Sirasa, if we accept it, then that will bring us the knowledge by which we can understand our real situation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us in this particular age of Kali to understand our real situation through chanting the holy name Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Iva Kevalam, Kalav Nasteva, 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 Gatirnatha. Prabhupada has given same thing. We chant the holy name, we come to temple to have, you know, Paramangalarti, Darshanarti, Guru Puja, class. They are the very bona fide processes which have been given by Srila Prabhupada. I always think, and I keep saying that no society, no ashram has given this instruction as Prabhupada has given. And these instructions are directly from Supreme Personality of Godhead through Srila Prabhupada. And if we accept it, then we have light and light and light. If you don't accept it, there is only darkness. In Krishna Karanamrit, there is one sloka that Bilmangal Thakur cites. I printed it out. That Mataha, Krishna, one day, he went to Mother Yashoda and he asked, Mataha, Mother, Kim Jadunath? Then Yashoda asked, what is it, my dear son, Jadunath? He said, Dehi, Dehi Chaksham. My dear mother, please give me that Chaksham, that cup. Krishna used to drink milk, so he asked for the cup. The mother asked, Kim? What for? What for you want the cup? He said, Tenaha payatum payasaha. In the cup, I will drink milk. I want the cup to drink milk. So, mother said, Tan nasti adyaha. My dear child, the milk is not available now. Then Krishna asked, Kadasti va? When can I get that milk, mother, if not available now? When will it come? And said, Nisi. Mother said, Nisi, in night. Then Krishna asked, Nisika, what is the night? Jasoda said, Vaddha Krodayaha. When the darkness comes, that is the night. So Krishna heard and he knew what he called darkness. He heard when darkness comes, that's the night. So Vilmangalji said, Amilyakshaha Jugam. Krishna immediately closed his eyes by one hand. He closed his eyes by one hand and he hold the upper part of Mother Jasoda, you know, sari and blouse. And he said, Mother, 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 see, night has come. He closed his eyes by one hand. Said, Mother, see, night has come. I can't see anything. Night has come. I can't see anything. Night has come. And then he started climbing and he asked for, you know, from the mother, milk. He said, Dehi iti matur mahur bakchajam suka. Dehi iti, mother, now you can give me. Now night has come. Now there is darkness. Give me the milk. I want the milk. I want the milk. So Vilmangal take, same Krishna, one who performs such a pastime, protect us. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, in his commentary, he writes, I'll just read it because I'm supposed to stop the class by 8:45, and if I start explaining, it will take a long time. I'll just read it. It's nice, so I thought I'll just. Krishna is acting under the influence of his yoga maya potency. He forgets his position as the Supreme Lord by acting like a small child who thinks that he can invoke darkness by closing his eyes. Krishna enhances the Vatsalya Priti, the paternal loving ecstasy of Mother Yashoda. Krishna closing his eyes also gives a lesson in the meaning of darshan, or following the instruction, or seeing. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur taught that the common person concept of the meaning of darshan as going to a place of worship and seeing the deity is incorrect. There are two principles, drashta and drishya, seer and seen. As conditioned souls, we do not have the ability to see Krishna, as Padpuram describe, Atasya Krishna Madi, na bhaved graham indriya, sevan mukhe jihvadau swayamava aspratyada. One cannot perceive Krishna or his manifestation, such as his name, form, quality, and abode with material senses. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur taught that the real meaning of darshan of Krishna, darshan is for Krishna to see us. We don't go in temple to see Krishna, but we go to temple so that Krishna can see us. If we sleep in Brahmachari Ashram during Mangala Arati, Krishna, of course, he can also see there. But better come here so he can see us. We cannot see. He will see. We should go to temple, not to proudly stand before the deity and trying to measure and examine the Lord with our mundane vision. When you go, oh, today the dressing looks very beautiful. Lord does not look beautiful, but only dressing looks beautiful. Oh, garland, fantastic garland, such a nice garland. Oh, the crown, beautiful crown. So we see everything but the Lord. We see everything. We see the garland, we see the beautiful dressing, we see light, some wrong thing, some right thing. But everything is for the pleasure of the Lord. If you see Lord and with his relation this thing, then fine. But to see that, we require a mood. To see those things requires a mood. And that is called a relationship. That is called relationship. Sambandha. If we have some sambandha, then we can see things in connection with Krishna. Otherwise, simply with our pride, we see, oh, Lord look beautiful today. Oh, the dressing looks beautiful. Which pujari had dressed today? Oh, garland looks nice. Who have made the garland today? Oh, this turban looks nice. So, the mundane vision. Rather, we should go to humble our bhajan and our devotion. Coming to temple is for humbling our devotion. Because Krishna can see us with what mood have we come. What is your mood of coming temple? Everything in both the spiritual and material world exists for the ultimate purpose or being seen by Krishna for his pleasure. Therefore, if Krishna closes his eyes and no longer casts his merciful glance, a devotee considers that all the world has become truly dark. Krishna tugged on the choli, the garment covering Mother Yashoda's breast. Why that? By doing so, he reminded Yashoda of his intimate and sweet exchange they shared when Krishna was nursing from her breast. By pulling on her upper cloth, Krishna indicated to her that it was her responsibility to provide him milk. Also, by reminding her of his pastime of nursing from her breast, Krishna pulled on not just the upper cloth of Yashoda, but on her heart stream as well. Krishna's desire is not actually for milk. He hankers for the love for Mother Yashoda. He therefore known as Rasik Shekhar, the foremost enjoyer of the mellow of love. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai. So this is the comment he gave on this particular verse. And again, how this has a relation with this verse is anusasita, anusasita, with this word. Anusasita means anusikshita. The instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we accept the instruction of Supreme Personality of Godhead, then there is light. Godhead is light. And if you don't accept the instruction, then other side is Maya. And Maya is darkness. Maya is darkness. So instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his bona fide representative Srila Prabhupada can bring light in our life. And if we don't follow, then there will be only nothing but darkness. So we have to choose whether we want to be in light or we want to remain in darkness. If you want to be in light, hey, let's follow the instruction of Srila Prabhupada. Chant and dance. Hear Harikatha and become happy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Yes.
Hare Krishna.
No, bajhi gaya na?
Hare Krishna.
Kya hua mic?
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for this lecture. It's wonderful. I just needed to understand one thing. We've been told that in the course of the lecture, I understood that it's not a great idea to think that we are here for receiving darshan of the Lord, but it's the other way around. The other thing that, because Krishna knows our mood, why, how we have come before him. So just to understand, people like us who have just started off the process of Krishna consciousness, when we go to Krishna in a mood of prayer, what would be a prayer that would be selfless? so that it can help us advance also and it also.
Just pray to him that my Lord, I want to serve you selflessly. Just pray this one. And Hare Krishna Mahamantra contains this thing. Hare Krishna Mahamantra contains this thing. If you chant Hare Krishna Mantra or the mantra given by bona fide teacher, that contains this thing. So the Lord will understand. Just like sometime when we are really in trouble, we are caught in income tax or, you know, sale tax, police is after us, or arrest warrant has been given on us, or we had such a terrible physical problem and we come to the Lord. How do we cry? Right? So that mood had to be there. And Chanakya Pandit said, the prayer had to be with the feeling that next moment is my death. I am going to die next moment. So that feeling had to be there. Now that feeling will come. That feeling will come by this process of Sravanam Kirtanam. That will come. So Prabhupada, you know, actually he wrote whole purport on this one word, Anusasita. Following as it is. He wrote Bhagavad Gita as it is. He follow everything as it is. Any other question, comment? Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.